And away we are, going with another hour here. Away we go. Friday, January the 17th, 2020. A getaway Friday, that is for sure. 13 minutes past the hour, and this is going to be a great hour. Now, we do have our special mystery caller coming up, hopefully in the bottom of the hour. But our first guest is one of my favorite people, and we have not had the chance to talk with him on the air. Boy, it's been about a year and a half, certainly more than a year. He spent a lot of time with us here in Marion, and we have had him on the telephone many different times. But this morning, he comes to us with a very big announcement, which we are all incredibly excited about. Now, he is one of the most well-known personalities in the history of professional wrestling. There was nobody more national than this man. He headlined events all over this country, sold out buildings with some of the biggest stars in the wrestling world, and has a lot of interesting stories that have never been told before. I am so proud to call this man a friend. He has faced several things in his life because he stood up for what he believed in, and some of them had to do with race, some of them had to do with envy of other people because of his talent, but he is still here today, and very soon we're going to be hearing about some of these tribulations and stories, as I say, that have never been heard before. And he's here with a big announcement today, and we're also going to talk about something that happened to him recently that is great and should have happened, frankly, a long time ago. What a pleasure it is to welcome back to these microphones after a year and a half absence, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, how are you?
Kevin, hi there, Scott. How are you doing? Very good.
It's so good to hear your voice on the air again. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. You know, we had a lot of things we had on our mind when we were there. We was going to do some things, but whatever went down, it's just God's time, and we're dealing with people, and it's just, look at the country, look at the world, look at what's going on right now, and it's just the time for what we're doing here now.
It is the absolute perfect time, and I think we'll start off here by making the announcement that we brought you on this morning to make, Thunderbolt, and it's that you and I are going to be working together to do something that's very popular nowadays, and you have never done this before. A matter of fact, you've been kind of, sparse with your interviews over the years, talking about certain things that went on in your career. But starting very soon, within the next week, you and I are going to start doing a weekly podcast. How do you feel about that, Thunderbolt?
I feel real, real good, Scott, because, you know, my biggest problem through the years was about money and being treated fairly. And all of those things. Now, let's just start the ball rolling with the dollars and cents. You know, the money, the difference in the pay. Okay, and then we'll just move right to over to the point where, with all of my talent and all that I know about wrestling, and you can see, and all of the fans out there can see, the last so many years of all of the individuals that has been part of tearing down the wrestling business. And most of those individuals still have jobs and is running different things and new things. So it's just like our country here. Some people don't want to change. But thank God there are good people that are real, that are not jealous or not have another hidden agenda. I'm full. I'm about to bust, Scott. So you need to jump in anytime you get ready, because we got so much to talk about. From the business world to the family, it's deep, man.
Well, and the great thing about this podcast, which will be available via the internet on YouTube very soon, and we'll keep the people updated as to when this will be released, and they can listen to it in their own time. The great thing about this is there are going to be other people involved in this podcast venture. And what I mean by that is there's going to be other people doing podcasts. Thunderbolt will have his. There will be other podcasts available via this network of podcasts that we're going to do. And the great thing about Thunderbolt's podcast is there are so many wrestling podcasts out there right now, and they are very popular, viewed by 34,000, 50,000, 100,000 people every week. But the thing that's going to be different about Thunderbolts is his stories have never been told, never been heard. They're not rehashes of things that have happened on other people's podcasts. And Thunderbolt is of a time when not too many people left from his era to tell the stories of what went on during that time. So Thunderbolt, as we head into this, and we're not going to give too much away about what we're going to be talking about on the podcast, but that you're going to be talking about these issues that you've never talked about before, and people will be able to hear them for the first time. How does that make you feel?
Well, real good, real good. You know, Scott, because you know, it's people call me and want me to come on stuff for them, and I mean, if people will walk right past you and don't even speak to you. And then they'll call you and want you to, you know, come on something for them that they got going. The same thing that you're talking about here now. You know, I've done all that I possibly can do to show that I just want to be a part of what I do. And it seemed as though that there's just, you know, so many haters out there. There's so many different lies. You know, I mean, that is on the air. That's on the air that people talk about. Or there's so many different wrestlers that have so many different opinions about the wrestling business and about me. So it's so many things. You know, I years and years ago, I tried to get my film, my movie out there. Hollywood had it for so many years. They sent it back with watermelons all over the White House lawn. And it just, you know, people say, hey, I'm your friend. Hey, I got your back. Hey, but looky here. When it comes down to the rubber meets the road, what they call that, bull.
I think that's exactly right, Thunderbolt. And we're going to let him in, because when this debut podcast happens, and again, we're going to do one every week, one of the things that's going to be interesting about this is the first episode, if you follow the wrestling world, back in November, there was a gentleman named Jim Cornette who was doing broadcasting for one of the major wrestling companies here in the United States. Now, he was let go from that position because he made what they decided was a racist remark during that television show, national television show. Thunderbolt's never spoken about this, and Thunderbolt has also never really spoken deeply about the racism that he faced in the wrestling business, and he started back in the 1960s. So that's going to be episode number one, and boy, Thunderbolt, I think that's going to be a real tour de force. What do you think?
Well, it's amazing. You know, as Bearcat Wright used to say, he used to call me Pete. He said, Pete, it took all of that to make this. You know, I got in the wrestling business for several different reasons. Number one, that's all I knew how to do. Number two is one of my cousins, Jim Hoosman, was from Iowa, was a great wrestler, and he got into the profession. Started the same place I did. There's some stories are there. But my whole thing was, my idol was Bearcat Wright and Lou Thayer. Now, Bearcat Wright was one of the greatest performers and one of the top drawing interviews that I know of. And Lou Thayer was one of the toughest wrestling individuals that came down the Pahelas longer than anybody. And those were my dreams to fulfill my dream to be at the top. If I was good enough, or if the people accepted me, I could be the world's champion. And all of those, and when a long, long time friend of mine, Jerry Briscoe, I'm sure all you people are familiar with that name. Mike Mooneyham called me and told me Gerald was looking for me. And Gerald Briscoe, it took him 5 years to get me on the list of the Hall of Fame in my hometown. And thank God I met a whole new group of people, real people that love wrestling, different from all of the promoters I've ever met. Mindset are totally different. And that was the uplifting, you know, to understand, hey, I made it to the mountaintop. You know, I mean, look, I didn't finish school, but I'm in the Hall of Fame. Dan Gable, Luther. I mean, these are individuals, and it's all about wrestling. All about wrestling. And that is what of the wrestling business is about. All of those different, every night there's something somewhere representing wrestling business. None of that money's going to the wrestling Hall of Fame, nowhere, helping no kids, nowhere. And they're using individuals that could not wrestle, that tore down buildings, tore down territory. You know, what do you hear every day? We want to go back. We wish they would go back to the old school. Well, look, we understand that old school is old school, but basic is basics, and we grow. I mean, it's not just a time for old people that you like, or that is your friend, and that you know can't wrestle, or individual that has been part of just ruining some of the best territories in the country. So it's a lot to talk about, because that whole Waterloo Dan Gable, it sparked me, man, to let me know that there are some true individuals. James, my God. Jack, I mean, Jerry, ooh. It's individuals, you know, that give you hope. And I thank God that you and I, we had our differences, but our differences was based on misunderstandings and so forth and so on. But here we are now, and we're going to straighten it all out.
That's right, and it's 2020, and forage ahead. Now, I do need to let people know that one of the other reasons you have to listen to these podcasts is because there are going to be things available that you cannot get anywhere else. And I don't want to even tell people what they're going to be, but there are going to be things. Maybe if you want to talk to Thunderbolt Patterson, you would like him to record something for you. You would like something that Thunderbolt Patterson, maybe with his picture on it. All kinds of stuff that...
Let's just... We're reaching out to people, listeners, fans. I mean, and it's... I think it's a little bit better to get it straight from the horse's mouth than to get it from around the bush or individuals that is jealous or whatever problem they have. And we know that we have a lot of problems in this country today. Don't too many people get true understanding. Understanding. And truth. There's a lot of lies out there. And there's no one, no one is above the law. So we got a lot to talk about. We got to, in other words, we got a lot of stuff to clean up there, Scott.
We certainly do. And Thunderbolt, before we wrap up this conversation this morning, you talked about it. You just recently went into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, where you certainly belong. What was that experience like to be honored in that way?
Well, you know, Scott, you know, I told you at one time that I wouldn't even take it if they offered it to me. You know, because of, you know, I mean, I drove money all over the country and, you know, and most of the individuals that I worked with, just, you know, I was on a different agenda and they're still making money. And when I went home and got an opportunity to meet Gable and all of that family. It's a new family. You know, individuals' blood is they say thicker than water, but it doesn't take blood all the time to be right. Some of your blood people be wrong, and if you go for anything that's wrong, then you're going against the grain of what is right. And you know, I found in my life a long, long time ago that I made up in my mind that I was going to follow Jesus, and you know that got a lot of slack from the start, blah 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 blah. And but going into Waterloo, going back to be with my family, well, some of my family, and my new family, and Jerry Briscoe, and James, and others, that just great individuals that love wrestling and see a lot of the problems. And that was just an honor for me. You know, I mean, if I don't do anything else, I done made it to the top of the mountain.
Absolutely.
Recognized. I'm not, see when you get recognized with Vince McMahon or these different little things, those are about entertainment. We're talking about wrestling. You understand what I'm saying?
A lot of the
individuals, for instance, just like you know I got to give them one more to start thinking about. The one that Jim Cornette done also with Bill Eady. You follow me?
I do. The one where they had said some things about you that we're going to straighten out.
Yes. So those are things that the wrestling organization in Waterloo, Iowa Museum is all together different mindset and then the wrongdoing promoters. There's a lot of promoters that were very, very wrong.
And we're going
to
learn.
They let that ball over to individuals that they lack. And it's all about money, man. It's all about money.
And we're going to learn so much about this, and the podcast will be coming very shortly. And Thunderbolt, I just have to say what a pleasure it is to be working with you again. I think this is going to be a trip and an exploration that we're all going to enjoy. We're going to learn, and most importantly, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's just great to be talking to you and working with you again, and all the misunderstandings are in the rearview mirror.
Well, thank you. You know, that's a great thing for men or women to stand up and say that there'd been something that wasn't quite right. But that was something that we were. Look, Scott, God put us together after so many years, and we went off on a lot of things without getting understanding. And the best thing that you have to have in life is understanding, because everything that you think or believe is not real or true. We are not perfect. No one is perfect, and we have faults and flaws. But it's all about we're here in the great USA. United States, supposed to be free, supposed to be. But there's a lot of things that, you know, has been covered up, a lot of things that went on that we had no power over. But God say, if we just hold on and be right, Scott, one of the bigger things that we were just in the process of doing when I left, was we were going into the prisons, and dealing with the, I had some singers, I mean, that can really, really sing. All that have done time and have been pardoned and out and singing for the, working for the Lord. And every day you see where somebody has been misused or mistreated and done a lot of time for a big lie or for whatever reason. It's time for this great country of United States to come together, regardless of what you believe in, what your color is, or what. It's all about Jesus, and it's all about individuals treating other individuals right. And you know, it's time is winding up.
It certainly is, and the Thunderbolt Patterson podcast will be coming within the next 7 days. Thunderbolt, I look forward to it, and I thank you so much for calling this morning, and onward and upward.
Thank you very much, Scott, and tell everybody there in the family, heaven high, and I'll see them soon.
Absolutely.
And make sure you touch a few of our people. You know that we talk with what the guy in Columbus. There's two guys up there that really stood in my mind. You know, the one that was on the air with us,
and
also, what was his name?
Yep. The are we talking about the Golden Voice?
The Golden Voice and the other gentleman that came up from Columbus that was in politics. I'm bad on names and all, but just tell everybody to call somebody, let them know that it's not over till God says it's over, and we love them, and we will be coming to them every week, or hour every week, and letting them know what's on our mind, and we'll be back up there doing a little, running some wrestling shows and some gospel shows, and just trying to heal our great country.
And we're going to set out to do it. Thank you, Thunderbolt.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Legendary Thunderbolt Patterson podcast right around the corner. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. There are going to be some great podcasts. Okay, 36 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday morning. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show coming up this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then I will be back with Charlie today, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Now, here we go again. We've waited about 45 minutes since last we tried to call our special guest. We're going to give this another try. Everybody, hold your breath, cross whatever you can cross. We're going to give this another shot. Okay, stick with me here. Here we go. Let me get the number. Oh, man. Dialing on the old telephone here. All right, let's see what we come up with here. This should just be highly fascinating. Oh, answer the phone. 37 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. This is going to be great. Oh, see, three rings. Here we go again. You know, you might have to stick around till noon to see if we ever get through. Holy disaster, Batman. That's what's happening this morning. Holy disaster. All right. Let's see here. Oh, geez. Answering machine for the third time. Not yet, but we are working on this. Okay, you know what? We have another number. We called Yvonne in hour number one. Now, this is another number that was submitted to us. Maybe this person will be able to answer our question of the day. Now, you got to remember, these people submitted their numbers. These are just regular listeners. And maybe they can answer our question of the day. So let's give this another shot here. All right. Here we go. Don't you love hearing dialing on the air in the morning? Boy, that's just the best sound in the world, isn't it? That'll get your coffee percolating. All right. Is it going to ring? Okay, let's hope our listener is going to answer here this morning. Let's give it a shot. Regular listener, knew we were going to be calling.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Is Justin there?
This is him.
Hey, Justin, it's Scott over at WWGH Radio. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you, man?
Hey, you're on the air this morning. How are things?
Oh, not too bad.
Good.
Get ready to head out to the library, do a little bit of this adulting thing.
Oh, what are you going to do at the library?
I actually put in some job applications.
But. Oh, job applications. Well, very cool. Now, Justin, what do you do here in Marion?
I officiate high school basketball. I officiate just about every sport you could think of.
So you're a referee?
Yes.
Now, is that tough being a referee?
It's a blast. Oh,
a lot of fun.
You have to have thick skin.
I can imagine. Now, tell us, what's the worst thing that's ever happened with you being a referee with a parent or a coach?
The worst thing, 2 years ago, I was officiating over a Galleon JV boys game, and I turned to run down the floor, got entangled with a coach, and I face planted and ended up at the hospital.
Oh, no. What happened?
I had two stitches in my face. Because when I hit the edge of the chair.
Oh. Well, yeah. See, that can be a little rough. Now, see, this is why I have particularly avoided sports like that, because I don't want to face plant.
Right, right.
Yeah. So you can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, his face is pretty as yours, Scott. I mean,
well,
we don't want to mess that up.
That's right. We don't want to mess up this pretty face.
Gotta save the moneymaker.
Well, that's right. It's all, you know, I've always said, if my face doesn't make money, then there is just no justice in the world. Now, Justin, do you listen to the program?
Every now and then, yeah.
So, we wouldn't call you a devoted listener, but we would call you a listener.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, have you been listening this morning?
I have not. I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off since I got up to get the kids off to school.
Well, let me tell you, Justin, we've had a little issue here this morning because we had set up an anonymous celebrity call-out, because here was the idea. I was going to call a celebrity on the air and not tell anybody who it was going to be. And I had set this up with the celebrity last night.
Okay.
And the idea was I would call, and then I would give guesses as to who this person would be. Now, okay. This was supposed to happen at 8:30 this morning. Now, we just took our third swipe at this about 10 minutes ago, and the person still has not answered the phone. So it's what you call, you know, it's live radio, so you can't get away from it. But it's turned into a little bit of a Friday disaster, but I'm not going to let that bother me at this point. You just have to roll with the punches, don't you?
Yes. Oh, I agree.
Now, the other thing we were doing this morning was we have started our Hillary Clinton log. And, you know, I understand people don't like her, so right. I get it. But it is the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote, and we're celebrating a lot of stuff here in Marion, like the bicentennial. So we want to encourage people to have Hillary Clinton come here to town, and we'll just ask her why people don't like her.
Okay.
Are you for that? Can you get behind that?
Oh, I'd be all for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got to do what we got to do.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I do want to mention again, because we're keeping a little log here of this, Hillary Clinton's address, her office, is P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185, the town so nice they named it twice. Now, are you going to be writing a letter, Justin, to get Hillary to come here?
I can do that for you. That's
yeah,
not a problem.
Do that. Tell her, come talk to Scott, because that's what you got to do when you come to Marion, Ohio.
Scott's the guy to see.
Now, Justin, we do have our question of the day here, because we have a Jags koozie, we have a Jags extra large t-shirt, we have a smoothie, King free smoothie.
Okay.
Now, you didn't hear the question earlier on. We started the show by saying what the question of the day was going to be.
Okay.
But you're a smart guy, so you might be able to answer this anyway, even though I think there might be trouble because of the tenor of the question, which you'll understand here in just a second. Okay, here we go. Here's the question.
Okay.
Now, because I thought somebody might Google this, so I tried to make it a little difficult. The question of, do you ever watch The View? Have you ever seen The View?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then this might work out. Oh, okay. Do you remember when Barbara Walters used to be on The View?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, at the beginning of the show, when Barbara Walters was a part of The View, she used to do this little spiel, like describing what the show was. Do you remember this?
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what that spiel was? That it was only like four lines. Do you remember what Barbara Walters used to say?
I don't, man. I was young. I'll be honest with you. I won't waste your time on live radio. I don't. 100% no.
Well, no, Justin, you've been a good guest this morning because you answered your phone. That's one above some of the guests we've had this morning. And you've been fun. You've told us about your experiences refereeing, which I appreciate. And I hope you become a regular listener, and maybe we'll do this again sometime.
Hey, that works. I appreciate it, man.
Justin, enjoy your trip to the library, and good luck with the job hunt.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Justin, our friend Justin this morning, who did answer the telephone. So we always appreciate that. Well, 44 minutes past the hour. Now, remember, we are going... You know, see, I'm getting funny messages now. I just got a message. You could email her, but she might delete it. Well, Hillary did have a little problem with her emails. Heaven forbid. We don't want to bring that whole thing up again. But... here we are. Now we know Thunderbolt Patterson's going to be doing a podcast. That's going to be terrific. We did not get a hold of the person we want to get a hold of, but you know, there's still hope. There's still 15 minutes left here. I might try him again before the show's over with. And we got to talk to Justin and Jovan this morning, which has been a lot of fun being a call-out this morning, show this morning. Now, does anybody know? I'll just open it up to the audience now. You can make this horrible phone ring. Do you remember what Barbara Walters used to say at the start of The View when it would come on the air? Now, this went on for a long, long time. When Barbara Walters started The View, she used to have this little spiel that she would say at the beginning. It was a taped, you know, like theme song type of thing. And if you get close to it, I'll give it to you. But do you remember what Barbara Walters used to say at the start of The View? Now, we do have another question here, just so maybe I can get rid of this koozie or this Jags t-shirt. But let's see, what was the other question about the view? We did have another view question here this morning. Okay, let's see. Where is the other question? Maybe I've lost the other question. Oh, no, there it is. Okay, what do they say at the end of the view every day? Does anybody know that? They say a little line at the end of the view every day. Does anybody know what they say as the view is going off the air? And they've said this since the beginning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do they say as the view is going off the air every day? Does anybody know what they say? Give me a call. Or if you just want to answer the question, we enjoy that too. And if you call right now, we still do have Thomas Edison's phone hooked up, so it'll make that god-awful ring, which you will hear in the microphone, so you'll know that your call is definitely getting through. What do they say at the end of the view before it goes off the air every day? And a lot of times they get cut off saying this because it's a live show and I think the next show's coming and it just cuts them off at the end. But they do try to say it every day as the show's going off the air. Or do you know Barbara Walters' spiel at the beginning of the show? Or do you have a feeling about this whole Hillary Clinton coming to Marion in 2020 to celebrate women having the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote, Marion's bicentennial, 100 years since President Harding's been elected? Do you think she's the right person to bring, or is there somebody else who might be a good person to bring to Marion in her place? You know, I'm not sold on Hillary Clinton. She was just the obvious one because we've had a lot of fun at her expense on this station for many, many months now. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Or do you think we'll ever get rid of this Jags koozie, which has been here forever? No, the Jags koozie and the last Jags extra large t-shirt. Those are questions as well. Don't forget, Charlie Evers coming up after this, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. He's got giveaways to Jimmy John's and Smoothie King and the Ridgedale Lions event on February the 15th. So that's going to be a lot of fun this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then I'll be back with Charlie from 12:10 to 1 p.m. on what is always a fun show, the Exchange Club program, where we never know what we're going to talk about, but we certainly talk about it. That is for sure. You know what? I'm going to try this one more time because I'm a glutton for punishment. It's whatever, about 10 minutes left in the show. I'm going to see if we can get this person one more time. Oh, man. Here we go. Let's see if they answer the phone. Okay, we'll pull it back here. You know, I hope there was no disaster with this person. Oh, geez, I just hit the wrong number. We have to try again. Here we go. Okay, the dialing has commenced. Now, we first tried this about an hour and 20 minutes ago. Let's see how it goes now. See, now the phone's not even ringing. Oh, this could be a bad sign. Uh-oh, did our phone die? Oh, now it's ringing. Hopefully this is them. Hope I'm not calling somebody at home who's maybe, you know, a third shifter or something like that. Two rings, three rings. Oh, wait, we're going to try that again. I don't even know if that was the right number. Here we go, dialing the number again of our mystery guest, hoping they will answer the telephone. If not, we might have to take a shot in the 12 o'clock hour at a time when they might be awake. You know, this could possibly be the fourth call. They might be getting angry at this point, thinking, why does that phone keep ringing? 51 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time, on this getaway Friday morning, having a good time. I think we're going to the voicemail again. We are. Okay. Well, we're going to give up on that during this particular segment of the show, but you never know what might happen at 12 noon. So you've got to stay tuned. Now, does anybody yet, we have 9 minutes left in the show, does anybody know what Barbara Walters' spiel was at the beginning of The View when the show first started. She had a little spiel, she used to say. You can probably Google this or YouTube this and see the little spiel that she used to say. Does anybody remember it? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody remember what they say at the end of The View? Whenever that show's on today, they will say it. At the end, they have this little line that they say. 740-383-9944. What do they say at the end of The View? You could win a Jags koozie, a Jags extra large t-shirt. You could win... Well, those are the items, I think, right now. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, feel free. 740-383-9944. You know something I want to talk about before we wrap up here today? I was having a conversation the other day about movies. Good movie. I think I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I was talking about movies with somebody. Now, what are some of your favorite movies? Because there are some movies that I just do not understand the point of, and they've become cult movies. You know the movies I'm talking about that people will watch over and over and over and over, and you have no idea why they're watching those movies over and over and over. Now, the movie that I was having the conversation with, actually, it's been a two-day conversation now, so that's why I'm bringing it up, with a certain group of people, is about the movie Dirty Dancing. Now, do you remember that movie, Patrick Swayze, and I believe the girl's name was... Jennifer Grey. Does anybody know what that movie is supposed to be about? I have no idea what that movie is supposed to be about. Now, I've seen it. I know that the dance teacher comes into town and the doctor's daughter is kind of a elitist, kind of a high-end type of person. And she's engaged to be married. I think she's engaged in the movie. Engaged to be married to somebody or something like that. And somehow she falls in love with the dance teacher. And all is well and changes her life and blah, 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 blah. But why is that a cult movie? Why is that something that people will watch over and over and over? What is that movie supposed to be about? Is there any moralistic content in that movie? Is there any a lesson to be learned in that particular movie? I don't understand that movie, to be honest with you. It's on constantly. They replay it on all these channels all the time, but I have no idea what that movie really is supposed to be about. I can tell you what happens in the movie, but I have no idea what it's about. Does anybody have a venture? Oh, here we go. This might be somebody who can explain this whole thing. Go ahead, caller.
Finally, Scott, a question of yours I don't have to Google. Have you ever seen Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, I have.
He's smoking hot. He could do a dog food commercial and chicks would be drooling.
God rest his soul. Well, I understand, you know, that it's a, you know, he's a leading man. But I don't...
Yes, he is.
Okay, but what... Do you like that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that movie about?
A bunch of dancing.
See?
And then I forget to mention Patrick Swayze's in it.
So really, it's just about Patrick Swayze in the movie.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about.
No, there is a storyline, and quite honestly, I really don't know. And I don't think I've ever even seen it in its entirety. I mean, he teaches her how to dance, and then they do that epic thing where everyone tries to reenact, and where she runs and jumps into his arms and all that jazz. But
shouldn't she have just stayed with the doctor's son, or shouldn't she have just stayed with the person she was going to marry, and she would have went off and had all the money she needed, and everything would have been hunky dory?
I think I made my opinion pretty clear at the beginning of this conversation.
Yeah, okay, so that's what the movie's about.
It's Patrick Swayze's in it.
Patrick Swayze's in it. Now,
toodles.
Yeah, thank you. Bye bye. Well, that's okay. That may be the point of that movie. You know, Patrick Swayze has departed us. He's been gone now for a few years, unfortunately. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think he passed away from cancer about 10 years ago, maybe a little longer than that now. Time flies by, that's for sure. Okay. Does anybody else have anything to say? 740-383-9944. But that call kind of affirms what I've always thought, that there really is no plot to that movie, and there really is no point to that movie, and it really doesn't make any sense. But that's okay, because there are a lot of movies like that in life that really have no redeeming quality, but yet they are there. And again, today, don't forget Betty White's 98th birthday. Everybody loves Betty White. 98 years old. Can you believe that? Isn't that something? If you have anything to say, we got about 3 minutes left in the show. If you have any comments about this program today, or if you can answer any of the trivia questions, give it a shot. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The two trivia questions that have remained on the table today are, what was Barbara Walters' spiel at the beginning of The View, and what do they say every day at the end of The View? It could be that nobody watches The View, and this is why we don't have the answers to these questions right now. But I can't believe that's true, because the show has been on for something like 22 years. So I guess that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's your last chance to say something on this Friday show. Don't forget, Charlie Evers coming up 10 a.m. till 12 noon. He will have giveaways to Jimmy John, Smoothie King, and the Ridgedale Lions Club event on February the 15th, the big NASCAR event. And then I'll be back with Charlie today, 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and we'll discuss anything under the sun, maybe some of the things we've talked about here this morning. Also, do want to remind people, we are still looking for that Black Cat $100 reward. It has a distinguishing feature to it. It was lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street last Saturday. If you have any information on this cat, call 740-341-5719. That's 740-341-5719. Remember, there is a $100 reward involved there. But the lady does know her cat. It does have a distinguishing feature that gives the cat away for the woman. So there is that. And again, we want to thank everybody who listened. Also, everybody who participated this morning. We want to thank Justin and Yovan, who both took the phone calls this morning. Want to thank Thunderbolt Patterson for coming on and talking about his new podcast, which will be starting very soon. And I'm not going to say the person's name, because maybe we'll get them at some point later on today as the day progresses, and maybe they get out of bed or the cell phone turns on, the person we could not get a hold of this morning. But that's not going to stop us from trying. And you know what? I think it's been a pretty good show this morning, by and large. On the whole, it's been a pretty good show. All right, I do want to remind everybody again, Charlie Evers coming up next. And you can listen to the station, by the way, on the internet, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. There's all kinds of ways to listen to this station, or you can do it the way a lot of us do it, on the radio dial at 107.1 FM. The talking place here. We're going to break. Charlie Evers will be on in just about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. If your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about them. Let them go to Amazon. And it's a great book because it's honest. And you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a